Good morning and welcome to room 428 on 1590 KVGB. It is our weekly spotlight on what's going on in our great school district here in Great Bend. The people, the places, the things, the activities. And today is no different. We've got another great show lined out. I'm Patrick Burnett with you always. And today we welcome Kelsey Metro to the program. First time on room 428. Just so you know, usually the first time guests get crockpots, but we're out of them today, Kelsey.
Oh.
It's funny how that happens.
Yeah, it's sad news.
I know. We're still waiting for the last shipment of crockpots, just so you know.
I understand.
Well, welcome to the program this morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for taking the time out of your day to come and teach us a little bit. Because obviously you're a teacher. That's one of the things you enjoy doing. And we're going to talk today about something that was brand new to me. And when this was on my agenda, I thought, what in the world is this? And so we're going to be talking today about power teaching today.
That's right.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to that. Before we get there, let's talk a little bit about yourself.
Okay.
Since you're new to the show, tell us a little bit about who you are, where you came from, and what brought you to Great Bend.
Well, my name's Kelsey Metro, and I grew up in Marion, Kansas, went to Emporia State for college, and my husband and I met there as I graduated from college with my teaching degree, got a contract from Great Bend Middle School to teach math, and here we are in Great Bend 5 years later. So, been teaching math for 5 years, and then this is the first year as the math facilitator at the middle school.
Very well. Now, as far as teaching math, what areas of math did you teach?
I taught eighth grade math, so that was pre-algebra and then algebra one.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I'm horrible at math. Always was. If it wasn't for math, I'd have been done with college a year earlier.
I guess I could kind of say the same too, but mine was adding the emphasis. So
I was gonna say, obviously, you excel in math, so... Well, good. Well, that's really great to hear. And Great Bend, we feel we have a very great community. We have a great school system here as well. Obviously, now being your fifth year, it's nice to see that we were able to bring you into this community, and we've kept you and your husband here as well.
You really have. It is a great community. We've really enjoyed living here. The district is absolutely wonderful. We've enjoyed teaching here. My husband coaches periodically, so it's been a really nice experience.
Well, very good. So you're in a new position at Great Bend Middle School.
That's correct.
So you've been a teacher, so you've been in the classroom.
Right.
What is it that you do now?
Right now, I help the teachers with whatever they need. We have just started power teaching, which is a cooperative learning technique, which gets the students to work in teams. So I go in and observe teachers. If they would like assistance with anything, I help them with what they need, and then I periodically help them teach classes as well.
Okay, so you're still involved then in the teaching world.
Definitely.
And probably more than you ever thought you would be, right?
It's a totally different perspective, but it's so nice to get to see all of the wonderful things that go on at the math department at the middle school.
Now, when you were taking classes at Emporia, was power teaching something down the road that you thought, hey, this might be something that I'm coming and you were taking courses? Or was this something that just an opportunity that came up while you were here in Great Bend?
It's an opportunity. At school, we definitely talked about cooperative learning, but power teaching puts it at a whole new level. It is active engagement, student involvement, student-centered learning.
Okay. So you've had to learn and adjust then on the fly as well.
That's right. It's been a whole new experience.
Okay. So far, how has power teaching been accepted so far with the staff first and obviously with the students?
We've had our ups and downs, but the students are enjoying what they're doing. I've had students in and interviewed them, and they said that math is so easy now because they get to talk to the other students in their class. They get to work together. So I would say overall a very positive outlook on everything.
Well, I know that's probably one of the things where I know when I struggled, you know, in my math, it always seemed like I would get so far behind and I could never talk to anybody or, you know, or any of those kinds of things because you're not supposed to talk in school.
That's right.
You know, get your name written on the board.
Exactly.
That was never fun, never good. But that is interesting to hear how that has now evolved and that's changing in the classroom today.
Right. It really is. And it's so interesting to go in and see the students all working together on one common goal, to see them working towards that one goal together. And the intelligence that's behind the conversations that they have with one another over math that you never would have thought a middle school student would be able to accomplish.
Now, Kelsey, does this start at a certain level, like the sixth grade level or the seventh grade level, or where does power teaching start?
Currently, power teaching is starting at seventh grade. We are looking at getting it to kind of creep down a little bit into the elementary schools, especially with Riley Elementary using SFA. The students are already in that cooperative learning. They're so ready and so eager to learn with one another.
Wow, it's a very interesting topic as we're talking about power teaching with Kelsey Metro today here on Room 428. And coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk a little bit about grant monies because, you know, a lot of times when people hear something new come up, you know, anybody that's out there that's Mr. John Q. Taxpayer wants to know, how does that affect my taxes?
That's right.
And, you know, are my tax dollars helping to go fund this and so on and so forth? So we're going to get into that discussion here in our next segment this morning because there is grant dollars out there and the district did get a grant.
That's correct.
And so that's very important and we want to talk about it more here on today's program. But we're going to take our first commercial break and when we come back, we'll have more with Kelsey as you are tuned to Room 428 this morning here on 1590 KVGB. We'll take our first commercial break and we'll be back with more of today's version of 428 on KVGB.